watch the Patreon page. If you're a subscriber to the channel, you may have seen the video feed. If not, please go check it out. And sign up, man, and pledge and keep Dead End Hip Hop going. Make sure you also follow us on all the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope. We're Periscoping now. Periscope is really just a live streaming app, and pretty much what it is we just go live, we just kind of talk. Last night we took questions from the audience, you know, live, right there on the spot. Video only lasts for 24 hours. So it's one of those things where you gotta watch it when you see it pop up. Sign up for the newsletter, make sure you head over to iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, we got stuff coming there. So a whole bunch of stuff that we're working on for the upcoming future. I think you guys really, really be excited about.
Where do you fit in all this?
Well, I'm a one-man team that does a job with no glory
at first. A lot of people were upset about this list. Coming in at number 10 was Lil Wayne, 9, Kendrick Lamar, 8, Ghostface Killah, 7, Lauryn Hill, 6, Andre 3000, 5 is Nas, Rakim came in 4th, Eminem was 3rd, Jay-Z was 2nd, and Biggie was 1st.
Wait, so this is top 10 all time?
Greatest, yes, of all time.
Billboard.
They had actually like a write-up of a brief explanation of I guess their criteria, mm-hmm, for picking some of the rappers on here. Mm-hmm. One of the things that stood out was that they said this is MCs only, and that's why they left off producers. So Kanye West and Dr. Dre didn't make the cut because of that.
What?
Yeah.
So I understand Dr. Dre, but Kanye West is a rapper.
Die Hard fans, music nerds, and critics love lists. But in rap, rankings like this take on special level of importance. Aside from moving a crowd, shout outs to Rakim, MC means proving you're the best. In no other genre do artists blatantly express their desires to outdo the competition. That made Billboard's editorial list a more high stakes undertaking than usual. Many favorites, Kane, Drake, KRS, didn't make it. And each of those omissions hurts deep down. Note, we're ranking these folks as MCs, not artists. That's why Dr. Dre and Kanye West, for example, two legendary producer rappers who don't match the mic skills of those listed here, were left out. Even Tupac, perhaps the most influential rapper ever globally, is arguably known more for his great songwriting than dominant bars. Nah, it doesn't make sense.
It makes sense. The Dr. Dre part makes sense.
Yeah, Dr. Dre and Kanye.
No, Kanye doesn't make sense.
Kanye writes some of his rhymes too. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything is not just written for him. Dr. Dre is more so written for. I don't think he's ever really written bars like
this.
That.
I need to go write this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's working on the musical aspect of it.
Exactly. So Kanye, no. Kanye should be included on the list.
So you think they took Drake off because of the allegations?
You silly as hell.
I'm just saying, bro.
That was Meek's revenge, boys. I fucked your list up, boy.
Right.
Say, for instance, the allegations never came out. We don't know anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Would Drake be ever in a conversation about it?
I think so.
I think he would. Yeah. Maybe not in our conversation.
Wait, let's go back. It says MC, not artist.
I think putting Drake in the top 10 list is more so a generational thing than anything else. Because we didn't necessarily grow up on Drake. And in the era of hip-hop that
Kendrick Lamar's on the list.
I'm just saying the era that we grew up in is the 90s, right? And if we take what Vince Staples said, he might put Drake up there on the top 10 list because that's who he came up with. That's a contemporary for him. For us, we grew up in, you know, quote unquote, the golden era of hip hop. So we're not going to put a lot of these newer guys up there. Kendrick may be an exception. Mike's shaking his head. So all I'm saying,
Kendrick was a reach.
Exactly. Kendrick's a reach all time.
Yeah.
All time.
I would go KRS-One, Cube would, I think he definitely deserves consideration. Mm-hmm. Of course, Scarface, I'm not gonna leave Scarface out.
Tupac.
Yeah, Tupac. Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Okay,
my bad.
I was gonna see if he was gonna say it.
Oh yeah, that would've been interesting if he didn't.
Yeah, because I was gonna see if he just forgot him too, just like this list did.
Yeah, that would've been interesting.
You could never really forget Tupac though.
When they talk about the best.
It's the framing that they use to take Tupac out of that.
You can't say Tupac, bro. I'm sorry.
He's not a lyricist, but that's always been like weird to me.
Yeah.
Pac could rap. I don't get it.
Yeah.
He could.
So do you feel the same way? Like, you know, like some of these people aren't worthy on there to be on there, or it just should be some other people that should be top 10.
I like Lil Wayne and what he did for hip hop and how he changed it, but top 10, I don't know if I put Wayne top 10. Lauryn Hill, love Lauryn
Hill. So you don't know if you'll put Wayne top 10?
Yeah, I don't think I would put Wayne top 10.
Wayne wouldn't go anywhere near that.
Yeah, I don't know if I would put him top 10.
Even when people were saying like he was the greatest, like it was like
at a point in time.
People were saying that he was the greatest. I understand his hype, but a lot of people thought.
Yeah, exactly. He said it, and everybody else just went with it. I don't think anybody just walked up and says Wayne's the best rapper of all time.
But people started believing that shit.
Because Wayne made him believe it. It was like a Jedi mind trick.
But all I'm saying,
they're talking about, listen, he said MC.
Okay. Wait. So mixtape Wayne wasn't like he wasn't reading
the bars. No, not to be top ten.
No, I agree. No, I agree.
You're saying bars.
Yeah, bars. Period. That's what I said. I wouldn't put him in my top 10.
I think that when you look at Wayne and his body of work, the work that he's putting out now, what is the one thing that people are saying the most about him? He needs to retire.
I agree.
You can't look at him and say,
he's put a decade of work in, bro.
What does that have to do with anything?
How long was he whack?
Probably for the last, 3 years, maybe?
How about to say, how long have been doing that in hip-hop? He's been whack longer than getting hip-hop.
I say since 20, whenever when year Carter 3 came out.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
Whatever year Carter 3 came out, it was in 2009.
Right? Wait a minute, are you saying that he was whack on Carter 3? That record came out. I'm about to say, I'm going to disown you, B.
No. I said in our last review that Carter 3 was the last project that I loved by him. And when we reviewed it, whatever that come out. I think it was 2009. 2008. It was 2008.
Was it 8?
It was the same year Untitled came out by Nas.
So he's been whack for 7 years.
Almost a decade.
So he put in a decade of good work, and he was whack for 75% of that.
But he still stayed relevant, though.
That's different.
You be
that's
tricking, different. Man.
Yeah, he's trying to connect.
Get that camera off me.
I want to know how y'all feel about Lauryn Hill.
Take her off.
She has to go.
Yeah, I agree, but for what reason? My reasons are, I felt like she was definitely hip-hop, but to put her on an all-time list as a greatest MC?
I think it was a play to appeal to maybe possibly a certain demographic.
Her body of work isn't big enough to even justify that.
She only got one album.
Is that right?
She got one album, but you got the Fugees, though.
How many albums do Fugees have?
Two.
Okay, so you have one full album, and two where you were a feature. Go ahead.
And on top of that, the song that really set her over the top was the song that she was singing.
True.
It wasn't even for rapping.
That's what I'm saying.
She hasn't certain enough. Nothing against her.
Is there a female that you would put in her place?
Not in my top 10 list.
My top 10 list? That's
so there's no top 10 woman MC.
Why do we have to? Are you saying we have to put a woman?
I'm not saying that you do. I'm just asking
if there is one that would make your top 10.
I think that's interesting if it's not one.
Wow.
I mean, we just had a conversation about dominance in it.
Yeah, but we can't even put. That's sexist to force a woman in there.
Not to force. I'm just asking a question. Is there a woman like the.
But if out of 100 rappers, 96 of them are dudes.
Right.
Your percentage to be in the top 10 is very small.
Right. If you're supposed to be judging rappers against rappers, you should not be separating women out of that group. That's not fair.
Right. I'm not saying to separate them. I'm just saying, is there a woman rapper that can compare what it would have meant? Can I?
Mm-hmm.
I think Gene Gray could out-rap a lot of MCs.
Top 10 all time.
Top 10? I don't know about a top 10.
Then stop doing that, Rob.
I just not stuck on the whole top 10
thing.
But
that's what the conversation is.
That's what the conversation is.
Fuck the top 10.
Ghostface I thought was interesting too. I love Ghostface.
Man, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I just thought it was interesting. I didn't expect them to have him up there. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I find it really interesting because he is my favorite guy in the room too. So I didn't expect.
So Ghostface stays. All right. So who stays?
We're gonna do that, and let's just go 10 up and just say who should come off.
Yeah, okay. So is Kendrick off the list?
Does Kendrick stay for you?
All time? I don't think his body of work is big enough yet. I think he can make it all time. I think he's on a trajectory to being that, but right now I think it's too early.
Mm.
It's too early.
Yeah, it's too early.
Why is it too early though?
Because he only has two albums and three mixtapes.
Yeah, so that's five.
And he's only on there because of hype. No, and nothing against Kendrick. He's a great rapper.
Right, I love Kendrick.
But we're really putting Kendrick in a top 10 of all time. Are you crazy? Against Pun?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. You want to say he's a better lyricist than Pac? He's a better lyricist than Pun? You're fucking crazy.
Listen,
are you? Are you
listening to Capital
Man,
Punishment?
Man, y'all are tripping right now. Are
listen
you serious?
To Capital Punishment.
You think he is?
Me? Oh, don't pay attention to my face.
Oh, okay.
No. All
right. So Wayne, Kendrick, Lauryn Hill's off. Keeping Ghost.
Yep.
Andre 3000. Yeah, I'm keeping them. I'm keeping them. Yeah, I'm keeping them. It was low.
What number is he again?
Six.
Number six.
Okay, go ahead.
And then number five is Nas. Obviously, I think he's staying for everybody. Rakim is number four. I think he's probably staying for everybody. Yeah. Eminem.
I mean,
he
lightning would strike if you tried.
Yeah,
to take
I mean, he's the microphone.
You had to put him on.
Like you, it's a disservice if you don't put him on there.
Eminem's three, Jay-Z's two, and Biggie's one. I think the only person that would take Jay-Z off is Mike.
I wouldn't take Jay-Z off necessarily because look, when it comes to if this was my personal list, mm-hmm. half those people would not be on there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're looking at a general list that should be agreeable to a large portion of the hip-hop community, mm-hmm. I wouldn't take Jay-Z off. I'd be a fool to do that. I don't particularly care for Jay-Z, but I can't deny what he's done for rap. Right. So I wouldn't take him off. I'd probably switch him with M.
Mm. Talking about the spots?
Place, you put
so who was he was?
It was M, Jay, Big.
Yeah.
So anybody else agree with the Jay? Or disagree?
Oh, I'm okay with Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z's top three fans.
So everybody else stayed Eminem?
Yeah,
cool. Eminem stays, Jay stays,
Rakim stays, Nas stays.
All right, so who all came off? How many spots?
It was three spots: Lauren, Drake, and Wayne. Drake.
So they got it right for the
book. I mean, Kendrick. Kendrick.
Lauren, Kendrick, and Wayne.
Personally, I would take off Ghost and put Black Thought in. But.
You take off Ghost and put Black
Thought? Put Black Thought in. Mm. Black Thought.
Of all time?
Yeah. But I'm going by personal, though. I'm just kind of going by the personal. I would take. Put Black Thug in there quick.
Three. Is that bad? They got three wrong.
I think the reasons behind why they got the three wrong, Lauryn Hill obviously was a placement there to fill a quota. Kendrick Lamar because of the hype behind him. And Lil Wayne, I could argue because of the same thing. Because he's extremely popular. And he appealed to a large audience.
But it's just three spots that they got wrong.
That's a 70%.
Invalidated the list, though. Because think about it. It's more so the people they left off. And that's what I feel hurts that list.
Mm-hmm.
Big Daddy Kane, Big Pun, and Tupac. I feel like those three
should be the replacement.
Really hurts that list. And I don't even know if those necessarily should be the replacements, but they should have been in the conversation. And the fact that they wrote that bullshit and said why they took off Pac is just stupid. And you're also going to take off Pun and Kane, but you put on fucking Wayne and Lauryn Hill and Kendrick. It's just ridiculous. If I was going to replace those three, I would say that you need to put Pac on there because he's easily one of the most influential rappers of all time.
Right.
And if you want to say he's not a lyricist, I mean, we can have that discussion, but that's to me is kind of crazy. I think Big Daddy Kane, because in my opinion,
wouldn't be no
Kane
Jay without,
never, say again?
There wouldn't be Jay without Kane.
Yep.
Right,
yeah.
Right. There wouldn't be Nas without Kane. I think Kane is one of those dudes that like, he never really fell off. He just started doing chick music,
more commercial,
you know, but he never became a whack rapper.
Yeah, he can still
you know, I would put Pun on there, but the only thing that I'm kind of iffy with Pun is for the same reason we took Lauren off. He only has two albums, so it's hard to really justify that.
Yeah,
but at the same time, look what he means.
Same thing with Biggie.
Who was a better rapper than Biggie? Only had two albums.
Yeah. Right.
And in my opinion, y'all can get mad if you want. I personally think that Pun and Big were almost neck and neck as far as lyrics go. Pun was a fucking beast.
So to leave him off of there and
put Kendrick, Lauryn Hill, and fucking Wayne? Nah, man. It's not that they got three wrong. It's that they got a lot wrong because I feel like there's a lot of people that they could have put in there. Those are just my three. Like, those three could be replaced with other. Like, you could put KRS in there.
Yeah.
You could argue Scarface. More than Wayne, Kendrick, and Lauren, you could easily argue those three.
Cube.
You could definitely argue Cube over Wayne, Lauren, and Kendrick.
Yeah, Cube.
Cube gotta go
in there.
Black Thought, obviously, that's your favorite MC all time. Yeah.
But wait, he said you're doing a...
I know, but Black Thought is a more general kind of guy, though, I think.
Nah.
You don't think so? The Roots and shit?
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not the general.
Okay.
He's not, but, I mean, in my eyes, he's like...
All right, so...
Globalist.
I know.
Okay, so... So who's
Ghost
the
other? Stay on there, but if I was to take three off.
So you said Cube. Cube is global.
Yeah, Cube.
So who else?
Big Daddy Kane. And then,
LL Cool J.
I said, and Pac. Pac. Cube, Kane, and Pac.
Cube, Kane, and Pac.
Yeah.
Definitely Big Pun, man. Like, you know, fucking the first Hispanic rapper to go platinum. Definitely Kane on there, at least for me, out of respect, because I didn't necessarily grow up on Kane, but I definitely know that without Kane, there wouldn't be Jay. Like, you know, I definitely know that. And then, Tupac, like Tupac. How the fuck can you, there's no top 10 rapper list without Pop. That's it, because he's top three. Yeah, I don't care where you put him in them top three, but he's a top three hip hop artist of all time. So those are my three guys right there.
Of course, Pop.
Get that out of the way.
Definitely Ice Cube. He's one of my favorite of all time. Fuck you, give me KRS-One, man.
Oh, Scarface?
Yeah, give me KRS-One. I love KRS-One. I love KRS-One.
I thought you liked Scarface,
KRS. Scarface was a period of time growing up in high school, you know, listening to Ghetto Boys and all the stuff that he did solo.
So it's a more personal thing.
Yeah, but KRS-One is one of my favorites. He's up there with Ice Cube as well.
Cool.
Where's Chuck D in this conversation?
He was global.
Man,
he was
like,
global.
Y'all can't even get Chuck D.
He was global as hell. I'm surprised. I thought you was going to name him.
And just as influential, too.
Yeah, I thought you was going to name him.
All right, so what's the reception? Like, what are people saying? Because I've seen it, but I haven't, like, you know. What are people saying? Like, have any of the artists come out and said anything?
Just from what I'm seeing, people just really pissed because Pac's not on this.
What about artists? Any artists coming out saying anything?
Snoop is mad.
Oh, Snoop said.
I didn't really see it though. I just saw that he was pissed.
Yeah. You know, you can't have a top 10 list without Tupac.
Yeah, you can.
You know, that's his boy too, but not that he's wrong for what he said, but obviously we all know that they had a personal connection.
Of course.
Right. So you definitely can, you know, understand why he was upset.
Tupac is a top 3 guy. So anybody closely affiliated with him should have an issue with it. And an all-time great.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But you know what's insulting, though, is the way they tried to write him out of the list.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
you know, he's a great songwriter.
What does that mean? He still has to project the song. How is that different? How is that different from being an MC?
This man has a hologram. It is.
I get their reasoning. I don't think it qualifies when they're talking about Pac.
Right.
I personally think that would more come into play with someone like a Drake. Mm-hmm. I think Drake is a great songwriter. I don't necessarily think he's a top 10 MC. If you're talking about a top 10 overall artist, I think that Drake would be in that conversation. But I think when you're talking about someone like Tupac, I think that's crazy to say, oh, he wasn't a lyricist and he's not an MC. I don't think people should get that riled up over a billboard.
Right.
Just, you know, what is Billboard really know or care about hip hop anyway? Right. So, whatever.
It'd be different if it was like a publication that's like strictly about hip hop or something that came out with it. I mean, you know, really, I can see
any different.
But I can see if people was up in arms with that because that's a hip hop like publication opposed to like Billboard. It's like, okay, it's Billboard.
I mean, it's a list. I think they got the reaction they were looking for. Which was a conversation, everybody talking about it, everybody clicking on it, everybody, you know, reacting to it. And, you know, it accomplished what it set out to accomplish. And maybe it was to spark the conversation because they knew people would be, you know, upset that or questioning why Tupac wasn't in the list.
I wasn't necessarily cool with that, but overall, I don't think that the list was so horrendously bad outside of the Tupac omission. Like I said, he should be top 3 in anybody's list. But, you know, having Lauryn Hill there, having Kendrick and Lil Wayne, those three, like, not all time. Just not all time. But as an overall list, you know, they passed. They got a 70. They're still a C in school, so they're not right list. But, again, let's look at the publication. They're not a hip-hop entity. And I think part of them keeping Pac off, like you said, is creating that controversy. There's no way that you can leave somebody so influential in music, forget just hip-hop, in music off of a top list in the genre that they dominated, and it not cause some type of talking points out of it.
Just an attention grabber. I mean, when I initially saw the list, first I'm like, okay, it's Billboard. Then I saw that Pac wasn't in there, I'm like, okay, they about to get people talking. And then that's what I saw right away. People, Pac, 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 how come you not in there? And I'm like, well, Billboard, they succeeded by doing what we all want to do, is talk about this list. It's Billboard, so you know they pay attention to different stuff than probably what we will or our fan base will pay attention to when it comes to like listing the greatest MCs and all that stuff. So
I don't think these lists should really be taken that seriously. I mean, it's not
but
like
you need list though, right?
No, you don't. You don't. I mean, who's your favorite top 10? Cool. Who's your favorite top 10? Cool. Who's your favorite top 10? Cool. There's no point in really arguing about that and getting all up in arms about it. I think the problem is a publication like Billboard, mm-hmm. they cover every genre. It's not like it's a rock and roll publication. It's not. They cover everything. So for them to get something like this so fundamentally wrong, I think even Kendrick would stand up and say, that's a fucking dumb move. That's completely incorrect. That, I feel like, is almost offensive to people who actually grew up on rap music. Because I would love to know who these people are that got in this room and sat down in these chairs and had a discussion and said, yes, Kendrick Lamar, Lil Wayne, no, Big Pun, Big Daddy Kane, and Tupac. Fuck a Billboard top 10 GOAT list. Who cares, man? They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. The second Pac was not on this list, I did not care to even discuss this. Because it's bullshit. The Billboard list, who cares? Double XL list, who cares? Source list, who cares? They're all going to get something wrong.
Yep.
I disagree with you guys. I don't think they left Pac off on purpose to cause controversy. Mm. I really think that Billboard is just that ignorant. I really do. They thought that what they put down made sense.
That's good.
I don't think they're trying to piss people off.
The way they framed it in that opening paragraph.
Because they knew people would be pissed off, but I don't think they did it on purpose to piss people off. I think that they really thought that made sense. You know what? No. Tupac isn't really an MC.
That's not exactly Mike.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think Tupac isn't really an MC. So let's right. take him off.
And I don't think you can. You can argue choices, right? Because I think you can go 11, 12, and then figure out. Like, you have a lot of artists you could put in there. We already mentioned, you know, four or five here. I think it comes down to a matter of choice at that point on who you want to put in. But Lauryn Hill, Wayne, and Kendrick Lamar, you know, that's blatantly wrong. You can't get it wrong. I think it comes down to personal preference at that point when you look at the selection. Kane over KRS or KRS over, you know, Big Pun, you know, stuff like that.
Those choices should be easily arguable.
Right, exactly.
The other ones, like these, it's just wrong. Like, I feel like, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Like, putting a KRS versus a Kane, mm-hmm. that's a discussion.
Right.
Putting a KRS versus a Wayne is not a discussion. Right. Putting a Kane versus a Lauryn Hill is not a discussion. Yeah.